From the newsroom at news.com.au.
Hey, I'm Lexi Cartwright.
And I'm Andrew Bucklow.
And this is the latest from the newsroom. It's Tuesday, the 4th of May.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has said it's unlikely any Australian citizens would actually be fined or jailed for returning to Australia from India. Now, as part of the federal government's travel ban, anyone trying to enter Australia within 14 days of being in India faces a $66,000 fine and 5 years in jail. Mr. Morrison was asked about the heavily criticised policy on the Today Show this morning. Here's what he had to say.
Jailing and fining returning Aussies, as a sitting Prime Minister, it's incredibly heartless.
Well, Carl, as I've said, I think the likelihood of anything like that occurring is pretty much zero.
OK, so to be clear, you're now saying that no one will go to jail or be fined. Is that right?
Well, I think it's highly unlikely. Highly unlikely.
Moving on, one of Australia's top generals reportedly told troops there was a high likelihood of war with China in a leaked briefing last year. Major General Adam Finlay allegedly gave the confidential briefing to Australia's Special Forces soldiers. General Finlay, who has since stepped down but still advises the Australian Defence Force, reportedly said that China was already engaged in grey zone warfare and that Australia must prepare for the likelihood of actual conflict.
To tech news now, and hackers claim they've accessed tens of thousands of SIM cards after a Telstra service provider was infiltrated in a massive cyber attack. Now, the hackers posted a ransom note on the dark web, as well as documents allegedly showing customers' phone numbers and addresses. Telstra confirmed there had been a security breach that affected one of its dealers and said their cybersecurity team was working to help resolve the issue.
In other news, billionaire Microsoft founder Bill Gates and his wife Melinda are getting divorced after 27 years of marriage. The pair announced the decision in a joint statement, revealing they had been battling to save the relationship for some time. It's been confirmed the couple didn't have a prenup. The divorce settlement is tipped to be the biggest in history.
Oh my, we'll be back in a moment.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like choose the harder option, because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
Alrighty, to entertainment, and a video of Ben Affleck has gone viral. Bucky, what's the story?
Well, a woman on TikTok posted a video in which she claimed she matched with Affleck on the celebrity dating app Raya.
Ooh.
Now, she didn't believe it was him, so she unmatched him, only to receive a video on Instagram from the actor shortly afterwards, which she included in her TikTok. Have a listen.
Naveen, why did you unmatch me? It's me.
So there you go, it was Affleck all along, just trying to pick up.
And finally, Britney Spears isn't thrilled about the recent documentaries about her life in the spotlight. Just 3 months after the Framing Britney Spears documentary dropped, the BBC released another doco on the weekend called The Battle for Britney, Fans, Cash and a Conservatorship. In an Instagram post, Britney wrote, "The documentaries are so hypocritical. They criticise the media and then do the same thing. Why highlight the most negative and traumatising times in my life from forever ago?"
Well, I reckon Britney's got a point there. That's it from the newsroom. We'll be back with another update tomorrow morning.
Your headlines from news.com.au.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall. So it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.